Let's get it. Hour number three. You got to finish strong. You just have to. You will enjoy your Friday much better if you do. Leave it all out there. And what I mean by that is, don't just be so passive. Don't look for me to do everything for you. Ask yourself, what can you do to make this thing better? Because you know we have. You know we've
Step
done the work.
Game up.
You know we've done the job. You know we've done the work. Now I'm asking you, what have you done? Do I have to do everything? Does the XR4TI have to do anything? Or can you be a part of the process? Can you be a part of the interactive process and can you make the show better? Or are you one of those people who's going to sit back and let everybody else do the work for you? Ask yourself the question and be real in the way you answer it. If you're ready to make a difference, hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. Like as an example, I know I made it better. I know Barry Alvarez made it better. I know the big head James Kelly made it better. I know that Bucky Brooks made it better. Hell, even Ritt showing up in a pastel polo and matching tie made it better by dressing like a kook. You know what? Rick in Buffalo made it better. CJ in Frisco made it better. Silk made it better. Some of you have made it better. I just need more of you to make it better. All right, going to the top of the third hour with a topic that many of you have been waiting on. Let's get into this now. I've often said, and I've been right, and I've meant it in the way I've said it. The biggest topic on this show often has been, and probably always will be, the show itself. I didn't set out to make it like that. I don't do it to be lazy. It just is a fact. Or as my friend says, big fact, big fact. With that in mind, I would like to say this. Big fact, poor Gavin. Poor Gavin. If you missed the end of yesterday's program, then you missed a phone call that instantly went into jungle folklore. And probably will be reset in some varying degree of frequency until, I don't know, until they put me in the ground. I know these iconic moments when they happen. That was one of them. Gavin's call yesterday does not need to sit on the shelf for 5 years and wait for some panel of writers and never-wers and historians to put it in its rightful place. Is it a first ballot? Is it a second ballot? Like, we all know an all-time jungle moment right when it happens. If you don't know Gavin in Illinois, Gavin is a 16-year-old kid who first called this show back in February. And he got run for a terrible take when he said that Frank Vogel sucks as a head coach. Now, normally bad callers with equally bad takes disappear forever the moment they get hit with the manual buzzer and LT starts to sing over their dead carcasses. But the thing about youngsters, and I've seen this, all right, I know this, as I've gotten older and I've had kids of my own, man, they're durable, they're pliable, they're resilient. They bounce back. So then that brings me back to Gavin. Gavin has the voice, you know, the youthful cheer of a 16-year-old kid. And you got a bunch of the old heads around here cracking on him for sounding like a little kid going through puberty live on the air. And he was effectively told by a gawking JTP, the Jungle Twitter posse, to come back once his marbles drop. So let's just say that went really badly for old Gav. Bad call, and then he got dragged by the JTP. So what does the kid do? He comes back almost immediately, and he starts cracking on all the boomers.
Hey, Jim, so I got a message to the boomer army of clones out there that tried to light me up after my call yesterday for not having a deep enough voice. Let me tell you something, clones. I'm new. I'm fresh. I'm only 16 years old. Yep, some of you called it. The next time you think about cracking me up, just take a deep breath, push that big rectangle box into your VCR, sit down in your dirty recliner, and watch your MASH rerun.
All right, now, is that the best Mac I've ever heard? No. Hell no. Not even close. But the thing is, it didn't need to be. Just the idea of a 16-year-old bouncing right back and calling everybody a bunch of boomers and telling them to jam their rectangle into their VHS and watch their MASH reruns in their dirty recliners was more than enough. I mean, not exactly incendiary. Nobody died with that crackback, but truthfully, it's not so much what he said or how he said it, but rather that he said it at all. And I'm not going to lie, this notion of the show having a pissed off caller younger than my own sons waging generational war is actually pretty hilarious to me. It's different, it's fresh, it's funny. And I was not the only one who liked it. In fact, I was not the only one who really liked it, because a bunch of the boomers that he went in on tweeted their approval and told him to keep calling. And he did. So one call later, he turns his attention to the oldest member in the jungle, Rit. And the two of them produced one of the funnier moments on air in recent memory when Rit played a drop of Rit during Gavin's call and totally threw the kid off.
Take old man Rit, for instance. He doesn't have the capability to drive, but yet he still has a license somehow. Chugging down the road, 1500 the speed limit in his Oldsmobile. Speaking of old man Rit, I was calling to accept your invitation to the Gavin V. Rit Showdown.
Game on.
AKA... What's that?
All right, so again, a few things to unpack. There's that little sound at the front. And you know what the funny thing about that sound is? Every time I hear that sound, I make that sound again. The... It's me stifling laughter. And also notice from call to call how much deeper Gavin's voice has gotten. Not really, but kind of. But he's how much more confident he is. Like he's just selling it. Now he's just spitting game. But when you hear that thing start to finish, you have to appreciate how egregious the entire thing is, really. A 16-year-old caller going in on a 61-year-old staffer. And that staffer, who is in love with himself and has no filter whatsoever, plays by his own rules, drops a soundbite of himself over the call. Something like that has never happened before. But then again, Rit always does bleep that has never happened before. That's what makes Rit, Rit. But no, we don't do that, Rit. We've never done that. We don't interrupt anybody's call except to run that call when they suck or they cross the line. But notice you never really hear me interjecting or interrupting somebody's flow, just as you never hear Alvin messing somebody up on purpose by playing audio over their calls, much less playing audio of himself over the call. We respect the caller until they give us a reason not to respect the caller, and then the caller gets run. But I can promise you this. If you're not getting run, you're not going to hear from any of us during your call. Unless Garrett Rit is on the board and can't freaking help himself because he's Garrett Rit. Then this Hall of Fame, industry-leading legacy program that has been around for 30 years and that Rit rolled into back in 2019... is going to take the rule book for that show and the standards for that show and feed them all right into a paper shredder.
Finally.
It's like Rit. Like Rit came in here, opened up the drawer in the bedstand next to the bed, pulled out the Jungle Bible and said, yeah, none of that applies to me. You know who the hell I am? I'm Rit. Remember this, Rit. Rit's like, I'm Rit. I'm never wrong. You're wrong for even thinking I'm wrong.
Take old man Rit, for instance. He doesn't have the capability to drive, but yet he still has a license somehow. Chugging down the road, 1500 the speed limit in his Oldsmobile. Speaking of old man Rit, I was calling to accept your invitation to the Gavin V. Rit Showdown.
Game on.
AKA... What's that?
What's that? That's Rit playing a soundbite of himself, kid. Anyway... I haven't even gotten to what happened yesterday. That was last week. Gavin would end up finishing his call, pulled himself together, got himself racked, and got himself onto the Smack-Off watch list, which means he is one more great phone call away from joining the likes of Ariel Helwani, Chris in Southeastern Wisco, and Paul's dog from ripping a golden ticket. Understand this before I play his attempt at a ticket yesterday. The JTP itself, fickle as hell. They're fine with you getting a little run and having a little fun, but not too much, because if you do, they will turn, and when they turn hard, and they turn fast. So at this point yesterday, you had a lot of boomers rooting hard against the kid. They're mad he's on the watch list. They're mad he's getting more confident. They're mad that he's about to reach puberty. They're mad that his calls are getting reset and their tweets are not getting read. They're sick of all the shine somebody other than they themselves are getting. They're alleging ageism. They're suggesting the kid is getting preferential treatment because he's a kid. So believe me, each and every one of them lined their boomer asses up waiting for this kid to light himself on fire. So, did he give Boomer Nation exactly what it wanted? Let's find out. Let's finally listen to yesterday's call at the end of the program when Gavin, full of himself, chest pumped out, marbles about to drop, called back to crack Rit for disrupting his flow during his previous call and additionally to take a run at one Manny in Oxnard. Roll it.
Playing sound bites in my call was absolutely genius. I wouldn't have expected anyone to do that, let alone you, Rit. Bold move, old man. But that doesn't change the fact you still suck at your job. Maybe that laser beam of light reflecting off your big bald head is blinding you of the fact that the show is so much better when you're not on the controls. Anyway, Rome, I need to talk about something I saw on Twitter the other day. One of those boomers charging at me is good old Manny in Oxnard. I advise staying in your cave on... Sorry, Rome. Messing up there because I'm a stupid 16-year-old.
That's not a good call. No.
Well, I said it yesterday, and I'm going to have to say it once again. That could not have gone much worse for you, Gav. And it could not have gone much better for them, Gav. What I'm saying is, given the context of you being a bleep-talking 16-year-old and having, frankly, at best, very, very average smack, and given how much some of us, including yours truly, wanted you to do well, and I did. I really did. And so did others. Given all that, it could not have gone any worse. Could not have gone any worse for you, nor any better for them. I mean, there's flaming out, and then there is this.
I advise staying in your cave on... Sorry, Rome.
Sorry, Rome, what? What are you, a stupid 16-year-old? I mean, yes, he said so. And if Alvin were here, you would hear it, but the old man is here and he's already struggling. I mean, there's flaming out, then there's that. Is that Gavin in Illinois or is that Reggie in the OC?
I had to get in on this, man. Rome, honestly, I'm...
That is so great. I mean, that sounds like somebody doing an act. That sounds like somebody doing a bit. That sounds like somebody who's just over the top pretending to be somebody who's not a good caller, when in reality, that was a guy who tried to be a good caller. Okay, Rome. Hey, Rome. Anyway, what I want to say, Rome, is
honestly.
Anyway, what I was trying to say. I mean, listen to that guy. Like, he was trying. That was not somebody pretending to be a bad caller. That was somebody actually being one of the worst callers ever.
Rome, honestly, I'm...
That's not a good call.
Honestly, what, Reggie? Hey, Reggie, honestly, what? Normally, things like that are painful, but not that. That was just awesome. I wish I had not run him. Had I not run him, he'd still be saying, Rome.
Rome...
The non-fluencies were absolutely amazing. The ratio of ums to throat clears is something to behold. Anyway, I... What I'm trying to say is there's nothing worse than advising somebody to stay in their cave when you probably could have used that advice more than anybody ever.
I advise staying in your cave on... Sorry, Rome.
I mean, that was really a very, very depressing, self-fulfilling prophecy, wasn't it?
I advise staying in your cave on... Sorry, Rome.
Maybe I'm getting soft, but the end of the flame out actually to me was kind of more sad than it was funny. Listen again as Gavin smashes the plane into the side of the mountain and then says for the world to hear, quote, I'm messing up there because I'm a stupid 16-year-old.
I advise staying in your cave on, sorry, Rome, messing up there. Because I'm a stupid 16-year-old.
I mean, back in the day, I would have said, yeah, stupid 16-year-old. Tell me something I don't already know. But today, I'm like, man, that's sad. I feel badly for the kid. Here's the thing, though, Gav. And there's going to be some tough love somewhere along the way. I would do it to my own kid, so I have to do it to you, son. You're on a plane. Let me give you an analogy that maybe you can relate to. You've been on a plane before, right, Gav? So you're on a plane, and that plane is plummeting to the earth, and it's scary as hell. And frankly, and you're young, and I probably shouldn't have this conversation with you because you have your whole life ahead of you, but all of us will leave this planet at some point. None of us really have a say how it is we're going to go. You, son, are on an airplane. That airplane is plummeting, and it's headed right to the earth. And that's like your phone call. You're on this plane. You're going straight down. You really only have one option at that point. You put your head between your knees. You say your final prayers. You wait a few more seconds for the ultimate evisceration. And then you get ready to meet your maker. And you explain to him why you spent all your time calling a famous sports talk radio program. That's it. That's all you can do. What you don't want to do is blurt out something that we all already know.
I advise staying in your cave on... Sorry, Rome. Messing up there because I'm a stupid 16-year-old.
Now, as you know, I never root. Not for any team, not for any player, not for anything at all, other than something to talk about. And I'll admit it, I don't want to be a hypocrite, and I do not want to be disingenuous. There are certain things that I do root for. I do. You know, I root for my kid. I root for my kid's team. I root for our horses. And frankly, I root for a 16-year-old kid calling this show. I do. I wanted that for Gavin almost as much as Gavin wanted that for Gavin. So that hurt. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that hurt me more than it hurt him, because that would be a lie. In fact, it didn't hurt me that much at all, but I know it hurt that kid. But when it happened, my initial thought was, son, stay down. Let him stomp on your head a few more times, and then you play dead. Play dead and stay down, and then they will go away. Because, my man, you do not want to get up, and you do not want to live, and you do not want to fight another day. But then I thought about it for a minute. I thought about it after the program, and then I remembered folks have come back from great jungle adversity. In fact, they've come back from even worse than that. As an example, Fabian. Take Fabian for an example.
Doggy dog. I swear, Rome, it's the most... Oh, man. Okay.
Does that sound old school? Because that is old school. That happened years and years and years ago. Fabian. Bounce back from that. Fabian is the OG of jungle flameouts. He still calls all the time. Not only did he live to fight another day or live to flame another day, he has flamed over and over and over again. And now he's an icon. Kyle in Green Bay. Kyle in Green Bay had one of the most omnipotent flameouts ever. He tried to refer to me as Jim and ended up glossing me as, quote, Drew, the jump man, Gillett.
Kyle, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Drew, Jumpman, Gillett. Oh, man, I'm nervous. How's it going?
Really? Were you nervous, dude? I couldn't tell. That dude right there who tried to utter the word Jim and barfed out Drew the Jumpman Gillett. That dude has turned out to be one of the better callers to the program. And not only that, goes right to the front of the line whenever he checks in. I never thought that I would say it, but be like Fabian. Be like Kyle. Bounce back. Don't be like Matt in Cleveland, who never again showed his face around here after doing this.
First of all, being a star linebacker in Canada, that just means you're a failed hockey player. Christy Alley, Val Kilmer, Global Warming.
Don't be like that guy. Don't be like Matt in Cleveland. Don't be like Dr. Dave, who will always and forever be a punchline around here.
Sorry for the late response, Vic, but unlike you, my position in this world has something of substantial community value. While you spend your time perfecting the perfect selfie, I spend my day recovering, saving dying children. Oh, sorry, Jim. I'm done.
He spends his day recovering dying children. Listen, I also made the point that in life, in sports, in MMA, in the jungle, and most of all in life, everybody gets their ass kicked. Everybody. Nobody leaves this planet undefeated except sex. It is the only thing that is undefeated. The undefeated, untied, heavyweight champion in the history of the world. Sex. Everybody else gets their ass beat. Same thing on this show. Brad in Corona, best caller ever, has gotten run. Rick in Buffalo, who you heard earlier today, he will be in the Jungle Hall of Fame one day. In fact, before he retires, I'm going to waive the waiting period for this guy. He's that good. He had a golden ticket ripped before he finished second the next year. What I'm saying is there are enormous redemption stories in the jungle. Keep in mind, the BIC is the best to ever do it. Rick is a future Hall of Famer. It's happened to them. Now, I'm not going to say you've got their kind of game, Gav, because you don't. I'm not comparing you to them, Gav, because I can't. What I am saying is even they got punched in the face. Even they got their asses kicked, and they came back. You'll never know unless you try. But this much I do know. Some of the biggest setbacks in the history of the show, in the history of sports, in the history of the world, have set up for even bigger comebacks. My advice to you, Gavin, don't stay in your cave.
I advise staying in your cave on... Sorry, Rome.
Learn from it. Battle back. Bounce back. Because while everybody likes a flame out, everybody loves a comeback. Stay in there, kid. Stay in there, kid. I gotta get out, boy. What are your thoughts? What should the kid do? What do you make of it? You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Lots to get to. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
All right, so really quickly, welcome back. It's going to be a short segment, just know that. I've got some reaction. On the other side, I've got Ritz Week That Was. Who knows how that's going to go? Maddie is in. So I actually solicited your response. I gave you my take about Gavin and said, you know, it's a setback. We've all had them. But if you've got any grit and you've got any heart at all and you've got any balls at all, a setback can often set up for a bigger comeback. Matt in Vancouver says, quote, no way Gavin comes back from that. Thanks. Getting your immaculate face put on the BIC's banana hammock during a smack off. Well done, Maddie. Dear Gavin, don't be like Ray Ray. Regards, Ray Ray.
Congratulations, Brad. That's another trophy you can put on your whatever, on your mama's whatever it is.
Ashley, Nebraska, man, she's the best. Dear Gavin, don't be like Ray Ray. Regards, Ray Ray. Ashley in Nebraska. Ed Yellow Robot tweets, Drew the Jumpman Gillett was, is, and will be the best gloss ever.
Kyle, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Drew the Jumpman Gillett. Oh, man, I'm nervous. How's it going?
It might be. Tan smack. In regards to Gavin, I haven't seen anybody go down that hard since 94. Regards, Tanya Harding.
Why?
Alan in Oregon. All right, so I've got a lot to get done. And I'm going to get a lot done next segment. I've got an ATP. I've got Ritz Week That Was. Got some telephone calls. So let's get out and get right back on the clock. 1-800-636-8686. I'm looking down. I've got actually two phone lines open. Good day today. Big Head had a great day. Bucky Brooks had a great interview. Barry Alvarez has had a great life. He had a good appearance too. Don't forget about Elk, episode 169 of the Jim Rome podcast. You want to give that a spin too. Time for a sports update. Here you go. So a few things I've got to get to. Let me start with the ATP. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question and listen, because I might answer yours. And I'm going to right now. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, two quick ATPs before what is sure to be an unforgettable week that was. Ritz Week That Was. Mr. Rome, what is your favorite baseball movie? Respectfully, Edward Marino from San Diego. Edward, respectfully, my favorite baseball movie? Wow. There are some amazing baseball movies. My favorite baseball movie ever, though, is Space Jam. Obviously.
Baseball bat. Get this guy a tennis racket.
That's my favorite baseball movie right there, Space Jam 1. Space Jam, the sequel, is going to be such garbage. Bullcrap movie. I'll never watch that. Rome. Here's another one. Rome, why haven't you written a book yet? Great question. Jesse in Eugene. Great, great question. You know, the funny thing about the book, I had a contract to write a book in 1994. Seriously. Not only that, but if I'm not mistaken, either I got the advance or they were going to give me an advance. It's not long after I got my first TV show. Judith Reagan and I had a meeting and she offered me a book deal in 94. And I agreed to it. And if memory serves, that advance, like, you get the advance, you can keep the advance. And I realized I can't deliver on that book. I'm overwhelmed with a 4-hour radio show and a 1-hour TV show, and the world was very different. So I had to call her up. I said, you know, I can't do it. She's like, you don't need to do it right now. Just don't table this yet. You can still do it. I said, no, I really can't do it. And since then, it's come up a million times. And I have been in talks with a writer and an agent to do a book over the last year plus. Like, I'm not quite there. I'm still thinking about what the book is because I don't want to do that same old talking head book that everybody does. So I'm trying to find a different way in and a different angle. So, Jesse, the reason I haven't done the book yet is I'm trying to figure out exactly what the book is. I've had like five different ideas of what I thought the book was. I want to get it right, and I haven't gotten it right yet. Okay, so let's get to the week that was. Normally, it's an Alvin DeLauro production. When Alvin started working four-day work weeks, like 5 years ago, then it became the 4 days that were. But now Alvin has somehow gotten this thing down to a three-day work week. Remember how I always make that joke that I had a five-hour show, and then it became a four-hour show, and then it became a three-hour show? I'm like, damn, man, I got this thing wired. Soon it's going to be a two-hour show, then a one-hour show, and then a Rome Minute. And I'm going to get paid the same amount of money. It didn't work out that way. I got stuck on 3 hours. Alvin has gotten his work weeks down to the three-day work week, which means the week that was has two other days. Rit has worked the two other days. Rit has compiled his 2 days that were and sandwiched them into Alvin's 3 days that were. I have no idea how it's going to sound. I haven't heard it, but we're all going to find out. Here is a collaboration between Alvin and Rit on the week that was. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. A very, very good Monday to you. Championship Monday night. What's cracking? Final Four. Pretty awesome. Well, on one end. Not as awesome on the other end. And now we're a few hours away from the national championship game that everybody wanted. The one that everybody had been pointing to and hoping for all season long. Baylor Gonzaga.
Yes! Space it. Another one, yes.
Does Baylor's best beat Gonzaga's best? Or maybe the question should be, does Gonzaga's best beat Baylor's best? I've been going back and forth on this one since Saturday night.
Gonzaga has time to do something. Suggs for the win. Oh, yeah!
He is John Rothstein. Bottom line, who do you like tonight?
I'm going to take Gonzaga to face somewhat. No, I don't have the confidence in that Baylor is going to be able to trade baskets, and I think Gonzaga's offense will just be too much.
He's from Istanbul.
In fact, his weekend blew all of our weekends right out the water. I also don't think there's a wheelchair in the world that can wheel you out of this one, dude.
Dude, no! No! No!
The mouse is up in here. What's up, Mick?
For the record, we knew he was trouble, okay? I put Pluto on him, but damn it, Pluto's got the con problem too, right?
Tim Connolly joining us. How tough was it to see him go?
It sucks. The whole idea of trading human beings is weird and awkward, and especially when a guy, you get to know him so well and done so much for organization.
I go to get my shot. Woman gives me the shot, and I said, all right, is that it? She's like, you're good. Now, you know what? Do it again. There is no way you just vaccinated me. That was the easiest shot ever. He is Ross Tucker.
Jim, I always love the last nugget you throw in there, man. Peeps are disgusting. Put them right up there with Cadbury eggs. Have they not tried like a Reese's peanut butter cup?
First pitch swinging.
Oh, and first pitch crushing! Remember how mind-blowing it used to be when a manager had the gonad to bat the pitcher eighth? Oh, no, he didn't. Look at Tony La Russa. This dude's in the two-hole, committing murder on the baseball with a bat.
Sunshine. The Baylor Bears do indeed bear down.
Extremely impressive. Don't be dumping on Gonzaga because all that is disrespecting Baylor. Don't do it. Tip your hat to the champs. They earned it. Pat Forty.
And it became pretty evident after like 3 minutes. When Jalen Suggs got his second foul and it was 9-0, you're like, oh boy, this thing is headed towards a beatdown status.
I would not give up on Darnold just yet. Adam Gase, friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. Brain not very bright, won't put up a fight. Adam Gase, the friendly ghost. We are joined by Rick Carlisle. What was he like, the big man, as a teammate back in the day?
Well, wow. How long do we have?
As much time as you need, Coach.
Would say, how
as much
long
time as you need.
The Grateful Dead are here playing at the Capitol Center tonight. Is he goes, just go to the back door, tell him you play with the Boston Celtics, and everything will be just fine.
One of the reasons I got rid of my season tickets was how hyped Janet would get on that monkey. And how she tried to get us hyped on the monkey. Osa Odigizua. Osa, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and it's good to have you on.
You did a great job on my name, by the way.
I'm ready for you. I'm prepared.
Appreciate you.
I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please...
Is it too soon for jokes like that? Go into your phone and take your name out and just put speeding. Do me a favor. Take blood out. Take out texting, talking. If it's not too soon.
They couldn't have him do field sobriety test, Jim, because his legs were shattered.
Shaka smart.
And Baylor really had it. A level of seriousness about what the heck you're doing out there. Like, of course we're trying to have fun, but man, if it comes down to me honoring this detail a little bit more than you, you could see it in warm-up.
It is the beef section.
Clone's going with shirtless biopic.
Class it up, bro.
Do some homework, Magic, or get off my TV.
The eight dudes jogging, and they're all wearing Easter bunny ears.
Hey, Margo, what's your beef?
Hello.
Hello.
How many rings you got, guy? Must you?
The guy showing up to our monthly staff meetings, writing his Peloton.
Roman Reigns is another one that's a pain in my ass.
No. Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
First of all, peeps are gross.
This is a real Donnybrook.
Full mace spray.
Oh, the old mass spray.
Say hi, accent.
What's going on, Romy? It's good to talk to you again.
You brother. Too, brother. Brother.
It's Helena anyway.
That's pretty.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty good.
Stay well, Jungle.
Big flesh pile.
Thank you, Jim. Be well.
Big fan of yours, man. Anytime you call, I'm definitely coming on.
Charles Robinson.
Want to say a personal thing for Therese. He and I talked about coming on your show all the time. Absolute favorite show for us to do, and I know it meant a lot to him.
Rex Hoggard.
Your Chad Wright podcast, dude. You absolutely crushed it. As a Marine, that was absolutely incredible.
Olympic gold medalist Rulon Gardner.
I remember you had talked about me, and I was like, man, if I ever get a chance, I'm going to choke that gym guy.
You don't still want to choke me, do you?
Maybe not.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, man. Elk.
Science guy had the tour by the... in November when he walked into that event, and I was heavy on it. I made you heavy on it. He tried to hit it out of the deep muff at 13.
I advise staying in your cave on... Sorry, Rome, messing up there because I'm a stupid 16-year-old.
Gav, I like you. I would turn your phone off for a little while. There really is no coming back from that. That's Rick laughing at you. I'm joined by Barry Alvarez.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. I just think the world of you.
We go to Buffalo. Rick.
I've really gotten a kick out of this Gavin character. Kid's an idiot, but I kind of like him. So tell your mom to slide into my DMs.
Silk bra.
What's up, bruh? It is someone tough guys in NoCal, bruh.
Silk bra, you keep it in your keypad. What's up? Big head bets. Rit hit the wrong button, as he always does. And I heard you say to him, have the Ian Poulter sound ready. So don't tell me you didn't think that he was going to play it. You instructed him to play it.
Where the hell's Alvin when you need him?
Good night now!
I don't know, Alvin. This does not speak well for you, Alvin, because the only differentiation I can make between Rit and you is the content, because I know what days it happened. I am so disappointed. I so badly wanted Rit to murder that thing, and he didn't.
Freaking ridiculous, right?
I'm not saying it's polished. I'm not saying it's good, but Rit did what I've told him to do. Get that plane up in the air and get it down. I am so disappointed that I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed that that was passable. Rid. Give me an A or give me an F, old man. I don't need your C minuses. That was okay. He just did what he had to do. He got a couple of sound bites in. Wow, Rid, that is so disappointing. I so badly wanted you to mess the bed. I wanted that to suck in the worst way imaginable. I want you to go Gavin on that, and you didn't. Rit, you were such a disappointment to me. At least you dressed the way you did, like a clown. Let's go to the phones. That was the week that was a collaboration between Alvy and Rit. And by the way, Alvy, yours was not much better than his. Let's go to the phones. We're going to line number 3. Johnny in Texas. Johnny, you made it. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Jim, I love that two teachers are MIA from school, giving advice to little G, who's MIA from school. The epitome of what's wrong with our educational system. Hey, Gavin, some advice for you from a guy who's been run more times than he can count, and that's a lot. I've earned the gloss from Jim, the new Josh in Detroit, and I wear it like a badge of honor. Hey, up in here in this jungle, nobody is unscathed, Gavin. stay down for a little bit, dust yourself off, quit reading, come back. We need young blood in the jungle because we're dying off and you're not. Have a good weekend, Jim.
See, look at that guy. Like, he made it. He made it to the end of the call. That's a guy who has been run over and over and over and over again. We're dying off and we need some young blood. Well done. Johnny in Texas, the new Josh in Detroit. The ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. We did it. Look at you, Ritt. You did it back to back. Ritt held it down 2 days in a row.
We did it!
My thanks to Barry Alvarez. What a great conversation that was. Barry, congratulations on an amazing career. We had Bucky Brooks. We had the big head, James Kelly, the XR4TI. Your clones had a good day. Well done. Nice job. Have an amazing weekend. I will see you on Monday. I'm out.